What are Israeli soldiers looting from war zones and why? Last week's report by Israeli outlet Ynet documented how Israel's military looting unit had taken over 180,000 pieces of weaponry, as well as money and gold from Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. But this was just the tip of the iceberg. As several outlets from 972 Mag to CNN to Hamacom have reported over the course of the war, official and unofficial looting is widespread throughout Israel's military. There are three main kinds: the official looting of weaponry and cash from armed opponents, the looting of civilians' items to resell online, and the stealing of souvenirs as gifts or keepsakes from the war. For decades, Israel's military looting unit has organized the theft of weaponry from its opponents for military strategy or future use. But in the most recent war, Israel looted unprecedented amounts: 183,000 weapons, over 100 million shekels in cash, and large stores of gold and jewelry. They had to count bullets by box and weight, money in bank machines, and gold bars on special scales. Israel's military said they'd taken enough to form a small army, as soldiers complained the weight broke their back. But looting isn't limited to official military purposes. The desire for revenge after the 7th of October, the mass destruction of Gaza's civilian infrastructure, and the lack of discipline from Israel's military command or the international community meant soldiers felt free to take what they wanted. Not just rogue actors, but whole battalions. Even senior sergeants would use supply trucks to carry back furniture stolen from Palestinians' homes in Gaza. Others would distribute stolen Qurans to whoever wanted one. Some items were taken for profit: jewelry, antique kitchenware, electronics like laptops or phones, and even large appliances like motorcycles and vacuum cleaners. One soldier was seen trying to tie an e-bicycle to a tank to carry it back from Gaza. These items would then be sold on Facebook Marketplace, Telegram, and other private social media groups. But others were kept as personal souvenirs from the war or gifts to bring back to loved ones. Soldiers ransacked entire homes to bring back prayer beads and mats. They also uploaded videos of themselves playing stolen guitars, cooking with Palestinian spices, or unboxing football jerseys. These social media trends spread throughout Israeli society. Women would ask users what they thought of cosmetics and accessories their husbands had gifted them from Gaza. Some rabbis have given Q&A sessions explaining what Jewish law allows them to take and how to keep kosher when eating food from emptied Palestinian homes. As soldiers damaged 90% of Gaza's homes, the strip became a free-for-all, where smashing windows, graffitiing walls, and taking everything was a way to blow off steam and have a laugh between troops. Some of these videos were included in South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the ICJ, given that these actions violate international law. But between a society that seems entertained by it and an international community determined to ignore it, will Israel's military ever face any pushback against their actions, either at home or abroad?